start with, there are no good guys in this story at all, at all. If we look at the Bashar al-Assad government as a whole, it is basically a very, very harsh police state. But if we look at the Syrian National Council and the so-called Free Syrian Army, it's a similar bunch of defectors, opportunists, and outright gangsters that we saw in Libya a few months ago. So the narrative, so it's basically bad guys against another bunch of bad guys, right?
So this is a film noir.
It is a film noir, and we don't even have a Robert Mitchum moral character at the center of the plot. You know,
yeah.
There is none.
Yeah.
So the problem is, basically, what does that mean for the country, in fact? What we are watching is the slowly fragmentation and disintegration, and I would say Lebanonization in a 1980s concept of Syria. Soon we're going to have services that won't work anymore. Inflation rate would go down the roof. Basically, normal life as we know it in a relatively stable country slowly disappearing from Syria. And this simmering civil war, we are at a low at the moment, right? But soon we're going to have the Free Syrian Army, or at least some factions within what it's called the Free Syrian Army, more and more weaponized by the U.S. directly or indirectly. It has already been advertised publicly by the Obama administration, and especially by the Saudis. So what we're going to have is a lot of very dangerous Islamists with guns running amok all across Syria, not only close to the Lebanon border, but in Daraa near the Jordanian border, and especially all across the north, near the Turkish border as well. They are doing the back and forth for months now.